You know, Salt Lake City needs to stay united. And, you know, we as a community, you know, I think what was happening yesterday was this old politics 101 divide and conquer thing. And, you know, I had some a meeting last night with the female legislators who were also left out. And we talked about, you know, how important it is that Salt Lake City stays strong, not just for our community, but for other communities that could end up in this same situation, and that we need to be leaders in a way that is helping for this to evolve, but not damaging a local community in the process. And there's tremendous concerns around the dismissal of environmental concerns, the dismissal of the fact that the neighborhood where the inland port will go is already more polluted, that we have some cleanup to do, that we need to make sure we electrify, all those things. And those are, of course, things that the legislature just doesn't want to hear.
Well, the interesting phrase that I heard that stood out to me in that press conference was, in referencing the capital city, calling it a governmental subdivision, which I find kind of rich given all the talk about how Washington needs to stay out of the state's business.
Yeah.
Is that part of what's going on here?
Well, you know, I think it's unfortunate the way that the speaker is painting all of this, because as a city, we were at the table from the very beginning when the inland port study came out. We heard what the potential was, and we master planned the area in a very short window of time, really put teams on this and expended time and energy to make sure the area was ready. And working with the private property owners. The private property owners worked very closely with the NGOs to create preservation of wetlands and a buffer zone. So as development came forward, we were being mindful of all that. The private property owners and the NGOs were very excited about that. And, you know, when the speaker draws lines around that area and says it needs to be part of the port, it's just very dismissive of hard work that has gone into concerns that this community is listening to.
Last question, do you equally feel that Senator Backus has been dismissive of the efforts of your administration and the city working on this?
Yes, I think yesterday he was being very political. I anticipate that he is lining up politically to run against me, and okay, but at the end of the day, you cannot compromise what's in the best interest of our community or other communities for political sake.